ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्य भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्व निराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. Here is the seventh chapter of the Chandogya Upanishad. The Saptamaha Adhyayaha, Saptamodhyayaha of the Chandogya Upanishad also discusses mainly Brahma Vidya. And here also the teaching is given in the form of a dialogue between the Guru and Sishya, the teacher and the disciple. Here Sanat Kumaraha plays the role of a teacher, and Naradaha, who is also another Manasa Putraha of Brahmaji, plays the role of a disciple. And here Brahma Vidya is entitled as Bhuma Vidya. We give different name for the same knowledge. In the previous chapter, sixth chapter, knowledge of the reality is entitled as Sadvidya. Why? Because Brahman is introduced as the pure existence. And here, the existence is implied with the term Brahma there. Reality is Swarupam of reality being the existence is implied with the term Brahman, that is called Sadvidya. And here, the reality is implied by the term Bhuma. I told you already, Bhuma, literally the word Bhuma means Mother Earth. But here, Bhuma actually is a nominative form of the word Bhuman. Nakarantaha Pullingaha Bhuman Shabdaha. The word Bhuman also means infinite, limitless. Just as the word Brahma means limitless, infinite, the word Bhuman also means infinite, limitless. So Bhuma is the nominative form, and Bhuma Vidya, a compound word, Bhuma Vidya, Brahma Vidya, otherwise called Bhuma Vidya, which means knowledge of the infinite reality, knowledge of the limitless reality, knowledge of the absolute reality, which is of the nature of infinitude or limitlessness, is called Bhuma Vidya. And here, the very first mantra is the Akhyayika, is presented in the very first mantra. Akhyayika means a brief a story wherein the teacher and this disciple are introduced. And here the Naradaha approaches the Guru. Always the teaching, the one who seeks knowledge has to approach the teacher. It is the intense, it is the fervent, how fervent and intense, how desperate the student is, depending upon that, this teacher, student approaches the teacher. Knowing the value of the knowledge, which means it shows the quality, qualification of the student. So here he approaches the teacher. And once the teacher, the Shishya, the disciple approaches the teacher, what does he actually ask? That is what is discussed in the very first mantra. Let us quickly read the first mantra and see this conversation between, dialogue between the Sanat Kumaraha and Naradaha. Om Adhihi Bhagavaiti Adhihi Bhagavaiti Ha Upasasada. This is the first sentence. Adhihi Bhagavaiti Ha Upasasada. So Upasasada approached, gone near. Who approached, who gone near? The disciple Naradaha approached, had gone near the teacher. Then he asked, he requested, Hey Bhagavah Adhihi. In conventional language, the expression must be Hey Bhagavan Adhihi. In Vedic usage, Hey Bhagavah Adhihi. Hey Bhagavan Adhihi. Adhihi, may you teach. Bhagavah is a highly expression of high reverence, highly expressive term, revealing his respect, reverence for the teacher. Hey, Bhagavan means, O Lord. O Lord, may you teach. Bhagavah adhihi iti upasasada. But whom did Narada approach? He says, Sanat Kumaram Naradaha. Sanat Kumaram Naradaha Upasasada. The Narada approached the teacher Sanat Kumara and asked, Ahe Bhagavan Adihi. O Lord, please teach me. The next sentence comes, Tam Ha Uvacha Tagum Ho Vacha. The teacher, the teacher Sanat Kumara said to his disciple Narada, Yadvetha Tena Ma Upasida. He simply comes and asks him, O Lord, may you teach. May you teach means, what does he want to study? What should he teach him? So the teacher, when somebody comes and asks, just to teach me without saying what he wants to learn, the teacher has to make it very clear, must be very clear what the student wants to learn from him. So he says, let me know what all you know already. Yad Vetha. Yad Vetha. Vetha means you know. What all you know. Okay? Let me know. Simpler here. Yad Vetha Tenama Upasida. Let me know what all you already know. What all you have already studied. Why? If Narada tells him, tells Sanat Kumara what all he has already known, what all he already knows, what all he has already learned, then the teacher can make out what he has not learned, what he has not understood. To know from this disciple what he has not understood, he asks him to tell him what all he has already learned, what all he already knows. He says, let me know what all you already know. Then, Tataha te urdhvam vakshyami. Thereafter, I shall teach you. Vakshya means I shall speak to you. I shall teach you. Thereafter, in keeping with what all you have already known, what all you already know. Iti saho uvacha. He said that. Now, the second mantra gives what? Gives presents the list of the qualifications already this Narada has. What all does Narada know? So how highly qualified Narada is, that is revealed in the second mantra. Now Narada tells what all he knows in the second mantra. Rigvedam Bhagavo Dhemi. Hey Bhagavan Bhagavaha Adhyemi. Rigvedam Adhyemi. Yajurvedam Adhyemi. Understood. Adhyemi, I repeat it. Samavedam Atharvanam Chaturtham. All four Vedas he mentioned now. So Narada is high, has profound knowledge of all the four Vedas. All the four Vedas he knows means Vedas include Vedanta also. He has learned all the four Vedas means what? Here Shankar Bhagavad says, he has learned all the mantras of all the Vedas. He understood the meaning of the mantras of Karma Kanda thoroughly. Karma Upasana Kanda's knowledge he must be already have. He must have studied thoroughly. He must have learned the Upanishad mantras also, but he has not really understood the meaning of the Upanishad mantras. So he has learned the Karma Kanda mantras with their meanings. He has learned the Upasana Kanda mantras with their meanings. He has learned the Upanishad Jnana Kanda mantras also, but he has not understood the meaning of the Upanishad mantras, Jnana Kanda mantras. He has done the Veda Adhyayanam, but he has not done the Vedanta Mimamsa. Has studied the learning, memorizing the mantras, having the entire Veda in his mind like a book, you know, is what now? Veda Adhyayanam. But he has not done the analytical study of the meaning of the mantras of the Upanishads. Therefore, he says, I have learnt all the four Vedas. Then, Itihasa Puranam. Itihasa literally means epic. Puranam means legend. And the Itihasa Puranas are they actually literature which came later, much later than the Vedas are timeless scriptures. Itihasa Puranas are actually, they have authorship. There's a time when they came into existence. But here, we should not take the actual epics and Purana, Itihasas, epic and legends. Here Itihasa means the historical stories obtaining in the Veda itself. And also Puranam also means the mythological stories obtaining within the Veda itself. This historical mythological stories obtaining in the Veda itself should be taken as Itihasa Puranam. When he has studied the Veda mantras, he has not simply studied the Veda mantras mechanically. He also knows what? The historical, mythological stories obtaining in the Vedas. Then, Panchamam, Vedanam, Vedam, Vedanam, Vedaha. See, Vedaha means knowledge, the knowledge of that by which the Vedas can be known, can be understood. The knowledge which helps one understand the Vedas is what? Knowledge of the grammar. For Vedanam, Vedaha means Vyakaranam. He has the profound knowledge in the grammar. Then Pitriyam. Pitriyam means any all knowledge pertaining to the ancestral worship. Shraddha Kalpam, Shankara says Shraddha Kalpam, all the rituals and all that one needs to know regarding the ancestral worship is called Pitriyam. Then Rashim, Rashihi means here mathematics. A Narada was very highly informed in the field of mathematics, Rashihi. Then Daivam. Daivam Utpata Jnanam. Utpata Jnanam means premonition or forecast, how we have the weather forecast, that here, much before something happens, there's a clue about what's going to happen in future. Dirghadarshanam. Okay, like Narada was a Dirghadarshi. He had that knack of finding out what's going to happen in future. That's called what? No, foretelling. Okay. So, Daivam Utpata Jnanam. Then, Nidhim. Nidhihi. Okay. Nidhihi. Mahakaladi Nidhishastram. Mahakaladi Nidhishastram. You know, Nidhihi. Nidhihi, actually Nidhihi means treasure, wealth. Nidhihi, Shri Nidhihi. Nidhihi, Nidhi means wealth, money. No? Literally. But here Nidhihi means the knowledge of science of the hidden treasures under the ground. It can be discovering oil or water or any mines, gold, metals, anything. Whatever treasures remain hidden underneath, under the ground, there's a science of discovering, finding out those underneath the hidden treasures. That's called here Nidhihi. He had that knowledge. Includes oil also. We wish we had Narada now. He can find and tell us anything. You don't need to go to Middle East for the oil. Okay, find discovery under the UK itself. Anyway, like that. No, Nidhihi. Then, Vako Vakyam. Vako Vakyam. Vako Vakyam. Here, without any vyutpatti of the word, Shankara Bhagavata says, Vako Vakyam Tarka Shastram. We just take his word as it is. Vako Vakyam, Shankara Bhagavata says, Tarka Shastram, the knowledge of, you know, the logics, reasoning, the science of reasoning. Vako Vakyam, Ekayanam, Ekayanam, Ekayanam is Niti Shastram, the science of law and order. Niti Shastram, law, knowledge of law and order. Then, Deva, Niti Shastra, Ekayanam, Deva Vidyam. Deva Vidya means Niruktam. Niruktam here means the knowledge of etymology. Etymology means knowledge of the words used in only Vedic words, words of the Vedas. Because what exactly the words mean in the context of the Veda mantras, here that is the Niruktam. Then Brahma Vidyam. The word Brahma literally means Veda. So here Brahma Vidya means, Shankara says, Siksha Kalpa Chandas. Here, Siksha means, the Brahma Vidya means knowledge of phonetics. Knowledge of phonetics is what? Science of pronunciation. How to pronounce the Veda mantras. All the knowledge of the intonation, pronunciation, etc. Siksha Shastram. Siksha, one word Brahma Vidya stands for knowledge of Siksha, Kalpa and Chandas. Kalpaha means the knowledge, the science of pronunciation, the phonetics is Siksha. But when you say Kalpaha, Kalpaha means appropriate application of mantras in the appropriate context. The knowledge of the application of mantras in appropriate context. Suppose which mantra should be chanted, recited in which context. The mantras which chant the time of marriage, which are only the time of marriage. For Antyeshti, mantras are different. When the person is taken to the crematorium, that time mantras differ. Time of marriage, mantras are different. Then Upanayanam, mantras are different. In different contexts. And when you do the particular yajna, homa, for a given result, when a putra kameshti yajna is performed, you had to perform the ritual, you had to chant the relevant mantra only for the person people who are very young. So the old people, we need not chant mantras of putra kameshti when people are very old. So it's about appropriate, relevant, the knowledge of the usage of mantras. No? Relevant, keeping with the relevant mantras in appropriate occasion context. It's called kalpaha. Then chandas. Chandas means meter. The knowledge of science of meters. Like we have so many meters. Anushtupu, Trishtupu, Brihati, and then we have Gayatri. There are many meters are there. So he also had the thorough knowledge of meters, Vedic meters. So it's called Brahma Vidya. So knowledge of phonetics, knowledge of the usage of mantras, then knowledge of meter, science of meter, called Brahma Vidya. Then Bhuta Vidya. Bhuta means physical science. In fact, Bhuta Vidya means Bhautika Shastram, Bhautika Jnanam, which is knowledge of physics, the science of physics. It's called Bhuta Vidya. Then Kshatra Vidya, knowledge pertaining to the Kshatriyas, actually the warriors, especially the archery. Kshatra Vidya means archery. Because Shankara says Dhanurvidya. Then Nakshatra Vidya means the knowledge of the entire astronomy, the science of astronomy. Not only astrology, it's astronomy, otherwise called Khagola Shastram is what? Astronomy, which also includes astrology. Then Sarpa Deva Jana Vidya. We had separate here. Sarpa Vidya. Sarpa Vidya means it's called Garudam Shastram. Garudam Shastra means the eagle, Garuda, is looked upon as enemy of the snakes. Because the eagle has capacity to kill the snakes. Therefore, the science of, there's a knowledge of all forms of medicines and also the particular mantras by reciting which you can remove the poison of different varieties of snakes. The varieties of snakes, and they have their own, the poison also what? The proportion varies in degree, in the degrees of poisons which can be injected by the snakes. And that those poisons injected by the snakes, varieties of snakes can be removed with chanting certain particular specific mantras. Also medicines. So, and that knowledge of the science of removing this snake poisons is called what? Garudam Shastram. And Marada had that also. Knowledge, so it's called Sarpa Vidya. Then Devajana Vidya. Devajana Vidya means what? All knowledge of the celestial pleasures. Celestial objects, pleasures means what here you can say? Knowledge of dance, music, instruments, sculpture, all some forms, what's of செலஸ்டியல் ஃபைன் ஆர்ட்ஸ், நிருத்ய கீத வாத்திய ஷில்பாதி விஜயானி கந்தயுக்தி. சோ நாட் ஹைலி ஏஸ்தெட்டிக், நரதா வாஸ் ஹைலி ஹைலி தி பர்சன் ஆஃப் ஏஸ்தெட்டிக் பிளஷர்ஸ். ஹி வாஸ் நாட் ஜஸ்ட் ஹி ஓன்லி ஹி டிட்ன்ட் ஹேவ் ஓன்லி தீஸ் கிராஸ் சயின்சஸ் அண்ட் அதர் சயின்சஸ், ஹி ஆல்சோ ஹேட் வாட் வெரி சட்டில் அப்ரிசியேஷன் ஆஃப் தி ஆல் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஃபைன் ஆர்ட்ஸ். He had knowledge of dance and music and instruments and also sculpture, architecture, everything. He says, Deva Jana Vidya, Vidyam, Yetadu Bhagavaha Adhyemi. Look at this. Even to understand what all he has studied takes took so long for us. You know, Yetadu Bhagavaha Adhyemi, O Lord, I have learned all this, I studied all this, I have knowledge in all these different disciplines. He finished. This is a long list of the qualifications that Narada was equipped with. So Narada was known for his erudition, scholarship, highly revered. And being son of Lord Brahma himself, he is known for his family reputation, known for his, you know, he's highly popular, well-known, highly influential. And that Narada, with all his knowledge, missed something. Still there is something missing. He doesn't lack anything, really speaking. What other people want to achieve, he already has achieved. Others want reputation, fame, name, popularity, wealth, knowledge, influence. Narada had everything what ordinary people want to have in order to be happy. In spite of having all that what simple ordinary people want to have, still he was unhappy. Which means there was something he could... That is said in the next mantra. So the second mantra presents the qualifications of all that Narada had. Now Narada continues. Having presented all his qualifications, Narada continues. Soham bhagavo mantravidevasmi. Soham bhagavo mantravidevasmi. மந்திரவித் ஏவ அஸ்மி சஹ அஹம் சச்ச பர்சன் நோ சச்ச பர்சன் மீ ஐ வித் ஆல் தீஸ் குவாலிஃபிகேஷன்ஸ் சஹ அஹம் சோஹம் சஹ அஹம் சஹ தட் பர்சன் தட் ஐ who endowed with all these qualifications mentioned above, me, aham, hey Bhagavaha, O Lord, mantra vitt eva asmi. That eva is eva emphasizes another fact. Mantra vitt eva asmi. I am only the knower of mantras. I only know the mantras. I know how to chant the mantras, recite the mantras. I know how to use these mantras in given context in which are rituals and performing rituals. I know the karma part of it. Mantra videva asmi. That means, why does he say that mantra videva asmi? He says, na atmavitu, na atmavitu, mantra vitu, na atmavitu. I do not know the self. I am not the knower of the self, which means I am not the knower of Brahman. I am not the knower of the truth. I am ignorant of the truth. I am ignorant of the self. Na atmavidu. I know the mantras. I know the meaning of the mantras of the Upanishads. That's what is implied. Na atmavidu. Then, see the next sentence. You have to carefully point the, see the full stop and comma, etc. Shrutam hi eva. Shrutam hi eva. Shrutam. It has been heard. definitely it has been heard by me. Me Bhagavad Drishebhyaha, Bhagavad Drishebhyaha. The Drisha Sabda, now Bhagavad Drishebhyaha, Bhavad Drishebhyaha means from great people like you. Bhagavad Drishebhyaha. No, we can say Bhavad Drishaha, Madrishaha, Yidrishaha, Tadrishaha, Kidrishaha. Some expression, Kidrisha, which sort of. Kidrisha means which sort of. Tadrisha, that sort of. Yidrisha, etadrisha, this sort of. Madrisha, like me, similar to mine, similar to me. Tadrisha, bhavadrisha, like you. So here, because instead of using tvadrisha, tvadrisha, you have a bhagavadrisha. Bhagavadrishebhyaha, from great people like you. Great people like you, bhagavadrishebhyaha. Shrutam. Bhagavadrishebhyaha shrutam. It has been heard from great people like you. What has been heard by me? He says, tarati shokam atmavit. Tarati shokam atmavit. The nice sentence, small tiny one, memorize it. Tarati shokam atmavit. Tarati, simple third person singular present tense verb. Tarati crosses. Who crosses what? Atmavit tarati. Atmavit atmajnaha tarati. One who knows the truth, one who knows the self, crosses, overcomes what shokam tarati. Overcomes grief, overcomes sorrow. Atmavit shokam tarati. This is a small sentence of fact, and which has been heard by me from great people like you, some other great people like you. I only learned this. I know what definitely what I've heard from great people like you, that knower of the self overcomes sorrow. This I have heard, but I have not understood what the self is. How do I know that I have not understood what the self is? In spite of my great big list of qualifications I have mentioned above, and all these different qualifications mentioned, they all come under the category of what? Only aparavidya. They're all aparavidya. They're all knowledge within the realm of the objective universe. Aparavidya only. There is not paravidya. So, I have learned all this. I have studied all this. But I have understood the mantras. I have learned the mantras. Mantragyaham, mantravidevasmi, aham na atmavit. I am not the knower of the self. And I also heard this fact, what? From great people like you. Atmavit shokam tarati. Atmavit shokam tarati. The knower of the self overcomes sorrow. This I have heard. Therefore, which means what? I am not the atmavit. This is a great discovery, you know. Narada knows, I am not this knower of the self. I do not know the self. What is the proof? I still grieve. Myself being still given to the grief itself is the proof that I do not know the self. If I know the self, I can't afford to be grieving anymore. So he says what? Tarati shokam atmavit iti. Then I have heard this from other people. Other great people like you. Bhagavad Drishebhya Shrutam Hieva He Bhagavan Tarati Shokam Atmavit Iti. Then comes next sentence. Soham Bhagavaha Soham Bhagavasho Chami Soham Bhagavasho Chami. Such a person, such person me, with all these qualifications, with all erudition and scholarship, aham still what? Shochami. Again, a simple present tense verb, first person single present tense verb. Shochami, I grieve. In spite of all the knowledge, I still grieve. Aham shochami. Therefore, now it makes it very clear. So he did not wait for the teacher to find out what he has not learned. Even the teacher asked only for, let me know what all you have learned, but I can find out what to teach. I'll talk to you based on what all you have learned, what all you already know. But Narada himself continued, I've learned all this. I'm only the mantra vithu. I'm not the atma vithu. I do not know the self. I've heard from the elders like you that atma vithu shokam tarati, the knower of the self overcomes sorrow. I've understood this and I still grieve. Aham shochami. With all these qualifications also what? I grieve. I am sorrowful, therefore what? Tam, such me, tam, mom. In Tamil, we can say, appadipatta ennai, tadrusham mom. Okay, that sort of, no, that such me, Bhagavan. It is not vocative, it's nominative. Bhagavan. Bhagavan means Bhagavan Sanat Kumaraha. Shokasya param tarayatu. This is the prayer. This is the request. Shokasya param tarayatu. Whenever you address the second person, the person in front of you, respectfully using the third person verb. See, taraya means what? Order. Imperative, second person imperative verb is taraya. But when you use tarayatu, you're addressing the person in front of you, but using the third person verb. It's an expression of respect. Bhagavan sokasya param tarayatu. Bhagavan chokasya param tarayatu. Bhagavan shokasya param tarayatu. So the word paraha, param. No, param means shore. When we talk about the shore, sea shore, over here, it's already implied. Here, the shokaha, the grief is likened to an ocean. Grief is like what? Here, the sorrow is like an ocean, means the sorrow, the grief, the sadness, the agony one has to go through in this life of beginningless, endless, you know, life of births and deaths, the samsara is what? Like an ocean here. Therefore, shokasya param tarayatu means shokasya param tarayatu. So, samsara sagarasya param tarayatu. See, tarayatu, help me cross. First we say tarati. Tarati is a simple verb. And this corresponding causative is what? Tarayati. Tarati, tarayati. Tarati means overcomes, crosses over. Whereas tarayati helps one cross. I cannot cross myself the ocean of samsara. Okay, the one who knows the self overcomes sorrow, crosses this ocean of samsara, reaches the shore of moksha. But he tarayati me, but now I cannot cross myself the ocean of samsara. You have to help me cross the ocean of samsara. Is an indirect word, no, indirectly, very clearly revealed, definitely the self-knowledge has to be pursued only with the help of the teacher. One who is endowed with self-knowledge definitely overcomes sorrow. But for the self-heart, he is dependent on Shastram, which has to be heard from the teacher. So here, Shokasya Param Tarayatu, O Lord, may you help me cross this ocean of samsara. Why it is ocean? Because samsara is what's a beginningless, endless cycle. And in this beginningless, endless cycle of life of transmigration, there are so many migrations, transmigrations happen, including many births and deaths. And which is a beginningless and endless. Samsara is what? Life is a beginningless, endless life of what? No, cycle of births and deaths. That's why it's likened to an ocean. In this, may you help me cross this ocean of samsara. Tarayatu. This is the actual request. So it may, two things are many, very, very, very clear. So Atmamita Shokam Tarati, that is referred to what now? That is what is revealed in the very first verse, 11th verse of Bhagavad Gita, second chapter. Ashochyam Anvashochyam, first day, that. Na Anushochanti, Panditaha Na Anushochanti, wise people do not grieve means whoever grieves is otherwise. That is very made very clear how? Because Atmavitra Shokam Tarati. And here, Yachreyasyat Nischitam Bruhi Tanme Sishyasteham Shadhimam Tvam Prapannam. Yachreyasyat Tan Nischitam Bruhi Sishyahate Aham Mam Shadhi Shadhimam Tvam Prapannam. Arjuna's request, he requested for knowledge. That is same here, he also what now? Bhagavan Shokasya Param Tarayat. It's a very beautiful expression. Bhagavan Shokam Shokasya Param Tarayatu. Iti Tagumho Vacha Yadvai Kincha Etadadhyagishtaha Namai Vaitat Yadvai Kincha Yetad Adhyagishtaha Nama Yeva Etad. And here, Tarayetu, after that, now Sanat Kumara tells, Bhagavan Shokasya Param Tarayetu, after that, Iti. See, that after Iti, Tam Tagum Hovacha. Now, Sanat Kumara tells, whatever Adhyagishtaha. Now understood what now? Kincha yetad adhyakishtaha adhitavan asi. Shankara says adhitavan asi. You have studied all this and all that you have studied come under what? Aparavidya only. He says namayeva etat. All this you have studied or what now? Just the words, only words. Our any knowledge of anything which comes within the realm of aparavidya is only knowledge of the words only. See, knowledge of aparavidya is in fact knowledge of anything within the realm of the aparavidya, within the realm of the objective universe is only knowledge of the words, only shabda jnanam. Shabda artha jnanam is not there. Why? If the shabda artha is what? The meaning, the substance of every substantive is what? Essentially. That is only paravidya, isn't it? So he says, namayeva yetat, all that you have studied, what now? They come within, they're all only, they pertain to the world only. They come within the realm of the objective universe, aparavidya, knowledge of the objective universe. It is not the knowledge of the self truth. Therefore, it's knowledge of the words only. Nama yeva yetadu. Adhyagishtaha means adhitavan asi. Whatever you have studied, they are what now? All knowledge of the words only. You have the knowledge of the words. You have yet to understand the meaning of the words. You have to know the meaning of the words. You have the knowledge of the words. You have yet to know the meaning of the words. Okay. Now, in this third mantra is a beautiful mantra. Remember that Naradaha reveals his understanding. How qualified he is. He already knows the value of the knowledge. And which he expresses himself, Tarati Shokam Atmavit. Even that when he says that, he doesn't say, I know this already. I have heard from elders like you. Therefore, it's a statement of fact. If it is not something cock and bull story, it is a statement of fact. Because I have heard it from elders like you. Then I still grieve in spite of all that. Soham Sochami. In spite of the soham implies what? In spite of being endowed with all these qualifications, that I grieve, which means all my knowledge of these various sciences, disciplines, does not have the capacity to remove my sorrow. Exactly what Arjuna says, isn't it? Therefore, I still grieve. Therefore, may you help me cross this ocean of samsara. Help me overcome this grief. That's the request. That's why it's a beautiful, the mantra wherein Narada reveals his prayer request to his teacher intensely, you know, sincerely. Now we'll go to the next mantra. So next mantra onwards, as I told you already in this chapter, seventh chapter, you know, the 26 mantras are there, but initially we have only the all these mantras discuss only the preparatory disciplines in terms of meditation, upasana mantras, upasana paraha mantraha only. Only last four mantras really discuss the actual bhuma vidya. And here, but nice way of putting it, the teaching methodology, I discussed with you the teaching methodologies before sometime, like Shakha Chandra Nyaya and Arundhati Darshana Nyaya. When something subtle has to be shown, directly it cannot be shown. You have to show something grossest, and from the grossest you make the person move on to something subtle, then subtler, then much subtler, then take the person to the subtlest. This is the Shakha Chandra Nyaya. I am not going to discuss that particular Nyaya here. This, in the same way here also, even though now he has to reveal what? Here also, Tad Brahma Tumasi has to teach that, you know, what you are. He only wants Atma Jnanam. That's why he says, I am na Atma Vitti. Atma vita shokam tarati. So I want to help me cross the ocean of sorrow. Samsara means help, bless me with the knowledge of the self. Help me understand the self. Because once the knowledge of the self is there, the shokam resolves. The sorrow will go. So he asks for self-knowledge only. But see, instead of giving him directly the self-knowledge, in order to prepare him for that self, or to arrive at the self, without any ambiguity, without any vagueness, effortlessly to arrive at the self, to take ownership of the self, to assimilate the self, being Brahman. Here, Upanishad also presents these upasanas. And say from the fourth mantra onwards, till the, for another 12 mantras, they are going to have only the upasanas. But the upasana is not difficult, very simple ones. And here in upasanam, we have upasakaha, the meditator. Upasya devata, the deity to be meditated upon, or object of meditation. And upasya devata happens to be subtle and vast and incomprehensible. We always have upasya devata. Is very subtle. Therefore, here we have a symbol, an alambanam, which represents the Upasya Devata. So, Upasakaha, Upasya Devata and alambanam should be always remembered in any Upasana. The meditator, the object of meditation, and the symbol in which object is invoked. So here in the fourth mantra, he just repeats all that. Even the word nama, here the word nama means name, and the name is a term which is a word. Nama should be, name should be understood as a word. A chair is a name of a given object, which is a word. Shabdaha, nama. And he says, now you have the knowledge of these words. All that you have learnt is what? Knowledge of words only. And you need to know the meaning of the words. And for which, may you meditate upon these words as Brahma. Word is an alambanam. And invoke, see that word as Brahma. See the very word as Brahma. So he's going to say that. So, word, shabdaha, padam, is here implied with the word nama. Name of any object is what? A word. Therefore, nama eva brahma iti upasita. May you see the name, the every word indicating every object as Brahma. We don't see the object as Brahma here. But you see the very word itself as what? Brahma. Seeing the words as Brahman is called what? Nama eva brahma iti upasanam. Nama brahma upasanam. Now let us see the next mantra. The first is what? Meditation upon the words, the names as Brahman is discussed in the fourth mantra. Nama va rigvedo yajurvedaha. Nama va Rigvedo Yajurvedaha Samaveda Atharvanas Chaturthaha Atharvanas Chaturthaha Itihasa Puranaha Panchamo Vedanam Vedaha Pitryo Rashir Daivo Nidhihi Vako Vakyam Ekayanam Deva Vidya Brahma Vidya Bhuta Vidya Kshatra Vidya Nakshatra Vidya Sarva Deva Jana Vidya Namai Vaitan Namupasveti. He just repeats all those words which have been enumerated in the second mantra. In Rigveda, what is Rigveda? Rigveda is nothing but many words put together is Rigveda. Yajurveda also many words. Any shastram, any scripture, any science, any discipline is what? Words. Everything is words only. Therefore, he says, Samaveda is a Namava. Nama means only word. Words are Rigveda, nothing but many words. Yajurveda, nothing but words. Samaveda is also nothing but words. Atharvana Chaturtha, the fourth Veda, Atharveda is also nothing but words. Iti. Then, Itihasa Puranaha. What about the historical stories obtaining in the Veda? They are also words. What about the legends? The mythological stories in the Veda, there are also words. What about the grammar? Of course, grammar is what? Definitely knowledge of grammar also is words only. Rashihi, Pitriyam, any discipline, all these are what now? All the we have seen those, the list of the disciplines. They're all nothing but words. Now you can include, we can include here, in not only these, all that we study, all that we learn, in all the universities, all knowledge we get of all disciplines, you can include medicine, engineering, you know, all sciences, economics, everything. Any knowledge of any discipline, now we get pertaining to the objective universe. Except the self-knowledge, everything is what? Knowledge of the words only. It's also, see, we don't need to sit and meditate afterwards. As you are learning, you have to see this fact of how everything, any discipline is what only? Is the knowledge of the words. It's very beautiful. I hope you see that. Whatever we study, whether it's a biology, physics, chemistry, or medicinal engineering, any knowledge pertaining to the objective universe is what? Aparaha Vidya is only knowledge of the words. Why? It is not knowledge of the meaning of the words. Knowledge of the substantives, in the knowledge of the substance. So Aparaha Vidya, see, object, knowledge of everything and anything within the realm of objective universe is Aparaha Vidya. Not just anything other than the self is Aparaha Vidya, and Aparaha Vidya is what? Anything is equal to knowledge of words. Shabda Jnanam Natu Shabda Artha Jnanam. Only mere knowledge of the words, you know, the knowledge of the meaning of the words. It's like what saying, you say wave, wave is what? Knowledge of the word. Water is the knowledge of the meaning of the word wave. Knowledge of, when you say wave, isn't, when you say I have wave knowledge means, I know wave, when you say, it is knowledge of the word. Shabda Jnanam. It's knowledge of the substantive. If you say wave, if you know water, knowledge of the water is what? Knowledge of the meaning of the word wave. Knowledge of wave is Shabda Jnanam, word knowledge. Knowledge of water is Shabda Artha Jnanam, meaning of the, not just the meaning of the word. Substance and the substantive. Substance knowledge, substantive, knowledge of the substantive, knowledge of the substance. So here he says, even though we have to include everything as other than self, or except self-knowledge, knowledge of anything is only knowledge of the words, not the knowledge of the substance, knowledge of the meaning of the words. So here he says, may you meditate upon the word itself, what? As Brahma. What is the word? Word is Brahma. Brahman is not the word. Brahma is not the word, but the word is Brahma. So meditate upon the word as Brahma. Meditate upon Nama as Brahma. The one is said here. The last sentence, Nama Yeva Yetat. All the knowledge you have is what? Knowledge of the words. May you meditate, he says, Nama Yetat. Nama Upasva. Nama Upasva. Namupasva iti, namupasva iti. May you meditate upon this word as Brahma. You are the upasakaha. Word is the alambanam and Brahma is the upasya devata. May you meditate upon word as Brahma. see that every word, any discipline of knowledge is what? Nothing but a word. And what is a word? Word is Brahma. Yes, understanding is enough. But we're not going to meditate actually. Then, let's go to the next mantra. When he says, the next mantra, the fifth mantra gives you Palashruti. What is the benefit of meditating upon word as Brahma? Every meditation is what? Definitely any meditation is very effective. It has some phalam that's given in the next mantra. Sayo nama brahme tupaste sayo nama brahma ityupaste saha yaha nama brahma ityupaste yavannamno gatam tatra asya yatha kamacharo bhavati saha yaha nama brahma iti upaste. Saha yaha nama brahma iti upaste. He who meditates upon the word as Brahma, name as Brahma. Tavat yavat namnaha gatam. He will be as pervasive as the word. Tatra yatha kamacharaha bhavati. He will also be known. Yo nama brahmetupaste. Then, yo nama brahmetupaste. Again he repeats. So whoever meditates upon the word as Brahma, one whoever practices this nama brahma upasana, he will be known and he will be all as pervasive as the word is the Palashruti. But what happens here, now Narada stops and asks, Asti Bhagavaha Namnaha Bhoyaha Iti. Is there, he stops and asks, oh, if you meditate upon word as Brahma, there is this much phalam, this much is the gain. Is there anything greater than, greater in terms of pervasiveness than this word? What is there anything else which is greater in terms of pervasiveness than the word? Then if you meditate upon that, I'll be greater in pervasiveness. Therefore, he wants to know, Asti Bhagavo Namnaha Bhoyaha. Namnaha Bhoyaha means greater than the word. In pervasiveness, in terms of pervasiveness. Is there anything greater in terms of pervasiveness than the word? He's asking. Iti. Then the teacher says what? Of course there is something greater. What is that? He says, Nam naha vava bhuyos bhuyaha asti. Bhuyaha literally means again. Bhuyaha literally means abundance. Bhuyaha means more. Bhuyaha means here. Bhuyaha means greater, bigger, more. So, yes, Namnaha bhuyaha asti means what? Yes, there is something else which is greater in terms of pervasiveness than the word. What is greater than the word in terms of pervasiveness? So he says, Tan me Bhagavan bravitu. May thy good self, may Lord reveal, tell me, bravitu, may the Lord, may you, instead of saying you, he says, may the Lord tell me that what is greater than the word in terms of pervasiveness. Iti, He asks. So here ends the Pratamaha Kandaha. The first section is over here. So here, in the fourth and the fifth, these two mantras, the discussion only this much. He just tells knowledge of all the sciences is nothing but knowledge of the word, knowledge of the substantive. It is not the knowledge of the substance, it is not knowledge of the meaning of the words. But here he stops, he says, may you meditate upon the very word as Brahma. And if you meditate upon the word as Brahma, in keeping with your desire, you will be as pervasive as the word. And here, Marada wants to know, is there anything greater than the word in terms of pervasiveness that can meditate upon that to become to be more pervasive? And he says, what teacher says, what? Yes, of course, there is something which is greater than the word in terms of pervasiveness. Shabdasyapi adhikataraha, adhikaha vyapakaha. Isn't it? Shabdasyapi adhikataraha. There's something greater than the word in terms of pervasiveness. He says, then Narada says what? Bhagavan vijñāpayatu. Oh, please teach me that. Please let me know. Please teach me. Please tell me what is that which is greater in terms of pervasiveness than the word. Okay? And next comes what? The next mantra comes.